everyone. This is Dr. Lisa Solcenti, and I am here on my podcast. I want to welcome you to season two. So I hope you are enjoying my season one. But let's jump into a new year and start a whole new season. This season, I'm really going to focus on nutrients and vitamins and functional things that are going on in the body. I love answering your questions, so don't ever be afraid to email me or ask me a question. Also, I tend to talk about the questions that my patients seem to repeat, or a lot of them are asking the same questions. So when that comes my way, I definitely am like, okay, I'm going to sit down here. And usually I write a blog post. So that's the first place you can go, is my website, which is drlisasolcenti.com. And if you go under my blog, you'll see that's what we'll be talking about today. There's one there. We're going to talk about vitamin D. So you can see a lot of that. The blog posts are under what's called Ask Dr. Lisa. So when the questions come my way, I tend to write it all down. So it's visually there. Some people are visual learners. And now we're trying to bring that information to the podcast. So you, in case you're auditory or you just want to bring it on the go and listen. So always know that my information that I provide for you is educational and for your well-being, but it doesn't replace your care with your medical doctor. So you always want to discuss that too. So let's jump into the benefits of vitamin D. The question I had brought to me was from Alyssa, and she's asking here it is. I'm sometimes low in vitamin D. For example, one test says I'm low, another test said I wasn't. I do take a supplement, yet my most recent blood test actually said I was low, so that's confusing. And then she also read that vitamin D can help her son's ASD challenge with his autism spectrum disorders. She wants to know if that's true, if she should worry about her low D, does she need to increase her vitamin D? What's going on? She's so confused. And actually, there's a lot there in that question, but it's an excellent question, or it's an actual frustration of that she's feeling, because vitamin D is one of those hero vitamins, but it's also very confusing. The information out there is quite confusing. So I'm going to try to unpack some of it for you. And again, my podcasts are meant to be short and sweet, so you can get tidbits of information as you're driving or throughout your day. So 20 minutes is the part where I feel like you can really retain the most. So we're going to try to jam pack it in. If I need to do another one to back it up, we will. Let's see what we can get done. So vitamin D, the story behind it is a fat-soluble vitamin, but it really behaves a lot like a hormone. So that's really important, because hormones, as they're through the body, they affect a lot of different, you know, organs and systems of the body. It's synthesized from cholesterol, which is really important to know, because if you think about the whole propaganda and hysteria on cholesterol, that's where a lot of people are becoming afraid of cholesterol. They come in, it's the first thing they ask is, oh my gosh, my cholesterol's high, my cholesterol's high. Well, we don't want your cholesterol super high, but we also don't want it low. So the thinking is really you just want low cholesterol, right? Because you hear high cholesterol is bad, so you're going to think, well, low cholesterol is good. We actually want cholesterol in a very safe range, and functional nutritionists tend to really work hard at discussing this with patients, because things like vitamin D come from it. Cholesterol is actually pretty important in the body. Now, the forms that you're going to see when you're looking at your lab test, so this is where it can get confusing, is you might see D2, you might see D3, and you might have also something that's called 20-hydroxy vitamin D. So you're looking at your labs, you might see two of them, you might see three of them, and you're like, okay, which one? And you might see one high, one normal, one low. Quite confusing. The gold standard that we look at is what's called vitamin D3. That's actually the one that the reports and the studies show to be the best marker to use in a practice to evaluate somebody's vitamin D3. The 25-hydroxy vitamin D is actually the form, it's an inactive form in the liver. We're going to talk about that, and that gets converted into the active form. So it is a marker that you can look at as a practitioner, and that's really more for us. You guys, if you're looking at it, you really want to worry about the vitamin D3 or think about it that way. What basically happens is that vitamin D3 is actually going to come into the body, and it's going to come into the body through the sun, which we're going to talk about, or food, or a supplement. And it's going to get converted into 25-hydroxy vitamin D in the liver, which is the inactive form. And then it's going to get converted into a different form of vitamin D, which is the active form, in the kidney. So the kidneys and the liver are actually two crucial things for functional practitioners like myself to think about and also the gut, because the gut is going to be absorbing your nutrients and also other crucial nutrients like calcium and your fats and things like that. So we're going to be looking at the gut, the liver, and the kidney if a patient comes in and has very low vitamin D. Now, in this case, she's telling me she has low D, but she's taking a supplement. So I have to ask myself here, is her liver working properly? What's going on there? What about her kidney? I'm also going to be thinking, does she have a leaky gut? Because maybe she's not absorbing the vitamin D in her food. Maybe she's not absorbing the supplement that she's taking. I also have to look at the supplement she's taking. It might not be a very good one or one that just doesn't work for her. So there's a lot to unpack here, right? When you're talking about vitamin D, you also want to look at the other cofactors that work with vitamin D, such as calcium and cholesterol, right? And K. K is actually a really big thing. So let's look at this. I want to unpack this part here. Some vitamin D can be obviously deficient, and that's the one we most know about, most commonly seen in the elderly, children, definitely people who are constantly wearing sun protection. That's actually common. It's also seen in women and dark-skinned people that they make less vitamin D. People with type 2 diabetes, actually they say, are 60% more likely to be vitamin D deficient. So those are some areas, if you fall into that, you might be struggling a little bit, just, you know, you're more at risk to have low D. Symptoms of bone pain, muscle weakness, that can mean you or your child have a vitamin D deficiency. It's demonstrated that individuals that are deficient in vitamin D could be at more risk for high blood pressure, heart disease, heart failure, cancer. It also has been linked with the immune system, correlation to autism. It helps maintain the transportation, the modulation of genes. It also is needed for healthy neurotransmitter functions. So that's where it comes in with autism, autism spectrum disorders, anxiety, depression. It's important for immune function and the reduction of inflammation in the body. So that's where cancer infections come into play. Healthy glucose metabolism, balanced insulin levels, and again, it deals with other lipids in the body. It's just a huge, huge vitamin. It's like a hero, right? It's big. What do you do if you're low in it? So one thing you need to know is you don't want to be high in it also. We do not want to have too much vitamin D, because what we do is we'll cause a vitamin D toxicity. It's one of those vitamins that if you have it in excess in the body, it can cause the calcium, the serum, the blood calcium in your body to be elevated also, and you don't want that. It can lead to calcification of arteries, kidneys, and lungs. You always want to test it first. We always want to test it before we take it. Test before you take. You'll hear me say that over and again this season because it's really, really important. If you're taking too much of it, and I have seen people at crazy high levels, and I'm like, whoa, and we need to have a conversation here. So always test before you take, so you know what your levels are, and then you kind of know with your practitioner how much you should take, or get it through your food. You know, we're going to talk about that in 1 minute. It's actually important for your essential fatty acids and calcium. So your essential fatty acids and calcium, they work together. And you're going to throw off that system if you have too much vitamin D. It's also adequate for your levels in your, I guess, your acid levels in your stomach. So that's actually really important. And as we've talked about, it supports the liver and the kidney function. So too much of it is not a good thing too. What do you do though if it's too low? The first place you can find it, and the one that is the most effective, is the sun. And I know, again, cholesterol is one of the things people go, oh! And the sun, people go, oh! And if we just calm down and unpack this, you're going to realize the sun's not as scary, and neither is cholesterol as scary as it's, you know, out there. The sun is actually the best form. It's naturally made. Vitamin D is naturally made when the sun's ultraviolet rays hit your skin. And as the sun's rays hit your skin, there's going to be that pre-vitamin form of vitamin D that we talked about, right? So that is going to get over to the liver. And that's actually a really good thing because it has a high absorbability. It has a high absorbability and a high, it's going to transfer quite easy. So getting a suntan actually can be a good thing since this form of vitamin D has a high absorbability, right? So getting outside has never been so important to the body. So hello, sunshine, right? But, right, let's talk about the caution side because I know that's what you're thinking. The harmful UVA rays, these are the bad rays, right, that cause skin cancer and aging. Those are the ones we're afraid of, the UVA rays. But there's something called non-harmful UVB rays, and that's where vitamin D hangs out, right? Or that's where how we're going to make vitamin D from these UVB rays. So how do you protect yourselves from the UVA, but you still get the UVB? That's the trick here. So there's some things you can do. The sunscreen actually makes a difference. The sunscreen that you use can block both of them. The chemical sunscreens that most of us use today, and that's when you turn them over and they have a ton of ingredients in them and they're chemically based, they will block the UVA and the UVB. And that's what we tend to be, talk about in the functional world, that one of the causes of the fact that we have low vitamin D is because we're blocking the most natural form of it. We're going out there and we're putting on a ton of sunscreens, and a lot of them are just full of bad chemicals, and they block both the UVA and the UVB. If you need more information on sunscreens, I actually have a blog article and a podcast about the top safest sunscreens. I talk about sunscreen, I talk about how to do it safely, and I actually give you the brands that I think are the best and ways to get around that. So that's a whole nother thing you can go unpack and find out for yourself. So the trick here really is the mineral-based sunscreens and the non-SPF ones. And also I have to add in non-toxic, because when you really start Googling some of the ingredients in sunscreen, there's a lot of just chemicals that are just you're putting on your skin. And you'll learn a lot about me, that your gut is where you eat. That's where your food goes. You eat, so you put all the nutrients in. And the other way to put nutrients in is the skin. But you also can put bad things in the body by eating and drinking, and also skin. Skin is another way we can actually put very harmful things in our body. So be careful of the sunscreens you pick, and check out my blog article. You're going to want a mineral-based, non-SPF, non-toxic sunscreen. And I talk about that in the article. The other thing is you can give yourself a little bit of sun time and don't go out in the high, 12 o'clock where it's the most harmful. Go out in maybe the early morning or the afternoon and allow yourself to have 30 minutes of sun time. Let your kids get out there. Don't cover them up so much. And think about that part, because the sun really is really important. Another interesting fact to consider is the calcium and the fatty acid levels. And this is what we were talking about. So when your body has good calcium and fatty acid levels, it's reported that the body's gonna do really well, but also the skin does really well. So the skin doesn't really burn or damage as easily when you have this calcium and fatty acid balance in the body. And when I learned this in my functional medicine classes, I just decided to, it was in my mind, right? Because I really had never heard that. I was like, wow, if we eat a lot of omega-3s and we get good calcium and that system is balanced together, because they work together, they carry each other around, I thought, I'm going to pay attention to this, because I never really thought about it. So I started looking at my patients that have the low vitamin D levels, and we would talk about if they're taking supplements or if they're eating foods, but we would work through this. We check their gut, their leaky gut, work on all this. But I started seeing patterns that I want to share with you, because this was truly, truly eye-opening for me. I found that my patients with good levels of vitamin D, which by the way is rare, and they weren't taking vitamin D supplements. They just came in, did my vitamin testing. They did my micronutrient testing, which by the way, tests over like 30 vitamins and a bunch of minerals, antioxidants, your omega-3s. And we test the blood level and the cell level. So functional medicine tests how much vitamin D you have in the cell, how much vitamin A you have in the cell, how much vitamin Bs you have in the cell, and the blood, which the medical model is just the blood. Anyway, to get back to my story, I found that in my patients that had good vitamin D levels, I did note that there was a few similar things between them. And I know this isn't a scientific study. This is just kind of anecdotal, me looking at this, but it was a trend that I kept seeing as when I started paying attention. They all ate a healthy diet, and they all worked with me with leaky gut. And in their diet, they included foods high in omega-3, and they also ate foods that had vitamin D. So their gut was working properly because they've been working with me. We cleaned out their liver system. So I knew that these systems were working and they could absorb the vitamin D, right? They all used mineral-based sunscreens and didn't avoid the sun. And they all had good levels of cofactors such as calcium and vitamin K. And the last thing that blew my mind was they all replaced their toxic everyday body lotions with 100% plant-based toxic-free, jam-packed omega-3 based body oils. All three of them happen to be using the one that I sell. I sell a, it's called Glow Face and Body Oil. It's made from jojoba and has some amazing essential oils in it, but it's highly packed with omega-3s, and they were actually putting it on their skin. So their skin was getting these omega-3s directly on the skin, but the body was getting it too. So they were eating it and they were actually putting it through the body, through the skin every single day. So what I'm learning along my professional journey is that not only is your food and eating the nutrients super important, but also what you put on your skin really, really matters. So that was a trend I saw with people that were having amazing vitamin D levels. The other place to get it is the food, right? So it can be called the sunshine vitamin because it's definitely all about the sun. But here also, it's found in wild-caught fish, salmon, mackerel, trout, dairy, mushrooms, caviar, eggs. It's fortified in foods like bread, cereals, milk. Well, milk has it, but it's fortified in some of these. It's fortified in some of them, you know. What that means is they'll make the product and then add it in synthetically. So my issue as a nutritionist is many fortified foods are highly processed. And I hesitated with dairy because it's inflammatory. It's not one of our favorite foods. But we do food sensitivity testing. And if somebody can have dairy, we actually let them have dairy based upon their lab tests. But that's not the point. Eating foods that are high in vitamin D, and if your gut is working properly and we've got your liver working great, it shouldn't be a problem for you to absorb vitamin D through your food or your child. So supplements, let's go back, because she said she was supplementing and her vitamin D was low. Now, again, what I would, Melissa, be doing is looking at your gut would be the number one thing I'm thinking. And if you have a leaky gut, if you have a permeability and absorbability issue and you have inflammation going on in the gut, that's the first thing that I have to fix. And the second thing I have to look at is your liver. I have to look at the kidney too, make sure that they're, you know, working well. We also are going to look at how much sun you get, what your skin's doing, what lotions you put on your skin, body lotions you choose, what sunscreens you choose. So we go through this whole thing about that, what supplements you're taking for vitamin D and what foods you're eating that are vitamin D. There are times when you and your child may need a vitamin supplement, and it's not that we do it. We do give people vitamin D supplementation when we need it. The RDA for vitamin D for infants under 12 months, you could look this up. It's 400 IUs, and then it goes up a bit as a child gets older to 600. So, but you'll see some people take 5,000 as an adult, so we could talk about that. Again, it's always test before you take, because they are recommending for an adolescent 600 IUs, and for an adult, right? I have adults that come in are taking 5,000. So they'll come to me and go, well, which is the number? Again, it comes down to testing before you take. I do believe that there's two forms of supplementations. You can do whole food organic supplements, which means that the supplement has vitamin D in it, but it was taken from food. So it's more freeze dried and put in a capsule form or a powder form. There's also high quality cod liver oil. And just one teaspoon will give you that 450 or 500 IUs too. So again, testing is really, really important for that, to really know the level that you're at and then where do you go from there. What I like to do, Melissa, is, and everyone else that's listening, is I test. And then when I look at it, I got to look at the body as a whole, right? That's what functional is. We're looking at the functions and the systems that all kind of intertwine with each other and say, what's going on here? Why is this vitamin D low? And then the next thing is like, okay, this is why we think it's low. How are we going to get it up? Every patient's different because, again, maybe some person goes into the sun and does everything correctly and there's a problem. Maybe this person who avoids the sun, right? Maybe there's a good reason why they avoid it. But the first part is to look at this, get a safe suntan, choose a mineral-based sunscreen, swap out the current junky body lotions and the body hygiene stuff that you're putting on your body, like women, I know that we put a lot of lotions on our body to smell yummy, but you really want to stop doing that. If you love one of them that you're using, why don't you Google it and look at the ingredients and see if you really want that stuff on your skin and into your bloodstream. You can check out at my, I know my website has skincare. You can click the skincare and you'll go to the company that I run with my partner, and it's called the Kind Body, and that's where you can see our omega-3 packed glow face and body oil. What I basically do is I take a shower, I dry off, and then I put on the body oil on my body. I just start with my legs and work my way up. And then I'll wash my face a little bit with my Glow Face Wash, and then definitely going to move over to putting a little, I either use my face body oil on my face, or it depends what I want to do that day. I might use a little bit. We have avocado moisturizer that, again, high in omega-3s. Eat wholesome foods that are high in vitamin D and other nutrients associated with vitamin D. And you can try cod liver oil, an organic certified whole food supplement, if your bones need it. You also can try a, you know, a higher pharmaceutical grade supplement prescribed by your doctor or someone like me that's a nutritionist and functional medicine practitioner. If you are not sure of your vitamin D levels or other nutrients that are associated with, if you're not too sure about your gut health, you can always book a consultation with me. You can learn about my micronutrient lab testing. I will go over this all with you. And let's end this, because I know we're at the 20-minute mark, with what are the benefits of vitamin D? I think I ran through them, but I'm going to just summarize. We're talking muscle, bone, teeth health, right? Calcium, right? We're talking about all of those things. It becomes a constant cycle. We don't want to pull calcium away from bones. We want to make sure we have enough calcium and fatty acid levels. That was really important. The fatty acids, right, are going to protect us with the heart disease and the anti-inflammatory. So here we are talking about vitamin D and how it's related to blood pressure, heart disease, heart failure, things like that, right? And we're talking about those sun-deprived winter months. Actually, studies have shown that vitamin D actually goes down in the sun-deprived winter months, right? We get a little bit of depression there. We get poorer diets maybe, and we also get more risk for heart disease. They have interesting studies where people that live in climates where it's a winter months and they have little exposure to the sun, they have, like Eskimos, right? They actually do okay because they actually have a high fat, healthy fat. They eat a lot of fish, a lot of fish. So they have a lot of omegas in their, the fatty acids in their diet. So again, and they are, we don't know what lotions they're using, but that would be something that I would love to find out. Like what do they do on their skin and stuff like that? But we do know that it's not all about the sun. It really is very important with the fatty acid part of this. There is that autism and vitamin D link we talked about. So we're summarizing that as another top function of vitamin D. And we talked about that briefly. If you think that your child needs it, test before you take, because that's really, really important. And if you go to the blog, I'm basically wrapping it up here. It's all here. I go on about, I show you the studies with the heart disease and the Eskimos. There's a study here about the autism and vitamin D link. We get into a paper that was published about autism and vitamin D, if you want to read about that. And there's more studies by the Journal of the American Medical Association about the benefits of vitamin D with a cancer and your immune system. So it's all here. It's all resourced for you. And basically what you can do is just test before you take. And when you're ready, like do a full profile of the vitamins. So you'll get the families together. They work together. Like I said, calcium works with D. The fatty acids are important, as well as your vitamin K. And then they, again, have their own little families too. So I want to thank you for joining me today. And I'm so excited about our new season. I hope that you will follow me or ask questions so we can just have a really good time. Take care.